to stay in the world of animals for my story, which is about those fantastic denizens of the deep, squid. And the fact that scientists have found that they don't actually only see through their enormous round eyes, but also all the way along their bodies as well. And this is a paper that's been published in the journal PNAS this week by researchers from the University of Wisconsin-Madison in the States. And they've been looking at the underside of a Hawaiian bobtail squid. And these are really cute. Seriously, check out a picture of them. They're about 3 centimetres or an inch long. And as far as squid go, they are really quite gorgeous little things. And what they have is ink sac, which normally just releases ink when they want to stun predators or confuse them when something's come to eat them. They actually also glow. And the reason they do that is because of something which is known as counter-illumination. When a predator looks up at that squid from the underside, normally it would see a very dark outline against the brightness of the surface of the water. But in fact, when they glow like that, it means that they blend in, really. They don't show up as a dark shadow against the surface of the water. And now Margaret McFarlane Guy and her team have found evidence that those camouflage organs in the ink sacs are actually capable of not just emitting, but also detecting light as well.
That's really incredible. I mean, this sort of camouflage is amazing, to be able to cancel out your own shadow to mean that things underneath you just can't tell you're there. But how does it work? How do the squid make that light?
Well, it comes out of a type of bacteria called Vibrio fischeri, and that was discovered about 20 years ago. And they naturally glow. And this is in a process called bioluminescence. And it's a really good example of a symbiotic relationship in which two species live together and they both benefit from the arrangement. The squid have this wonderful camouflage that the bacteria give them, sort of an invisibility cloak, if you like, if you're a Harry Potter fan. And in return, the bacteria get a nice, safe place to live and with all the nutrients that they need.
Right, but surely if it's a different animal, as it were, or bacteria, then that will produce light regardless, because that's what it does. But how does the squid control it? Surely the squid needs to regulate that light.
Yes, they're not just glowing all the time. And in fact, the tissues around the ink sac that contain these bacteria actually have the ability to kind of close in around them. It's really much like an eye. It's quite extraordinary. Like the iris in your eye can change how much light gets in. This is actually controlling how much light gets out. And they're even covered over the top of the ink sac with a rudimentary lens, a clear layer. And that even kind of focuses the light a bit like a lens in your eye. So the squid really are able to match themselves very carefully to the brightness of the sea surface, because that'll change with the time of day and where they are in the world and so on.
Well, I guess it makes sense, because if they need to know how bright it is around them in order to know how to cancel out their shadow, it makes sense that these bits can also detect light as well as emit it.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And what these researchers have done is they looked at those ink sac tissues and they found that there are genes in those tissues that are also associated that produce proteins that we also find in eyes that are really associated with light detection in the retina. And they also looked at these light organs and they shone light at them and measured the response with an electroretinogram. And that's basically an electrode that you'd normally measure the response of a retina when light is shone on it. But they did the same thing with these ink sac tissues and found that very similar electric signals were also generated by these light organs in the squid. And that gives a really good indication that not only are they producing light from these bacteria that they're living with, but they are actually sensitive to light as well.
So could this actually be how vision evolved in the first place, in this sort of diffuse sheet of light detection? And we know that it eventually got co-opted into interesting structures like eyes. But could this actually tell us a bit about how vision evolved?
It certainly could. And I think the researchers at the moment don't really know exactly how the eyes of a squid are related to these ink sac structures and how that came about. But it could be a form of something called evolutionary or genetic tinkering. And that's a technical term. I think that's wonderful. And that's really sort of the co-opting of an existing system, an existing set of proteins and so on that are working to produce a certain effect, in this case capturing light. And that could be what's going on. But we do need more studies to delve a bit deeper into exactly how it is that squid have eyes and they also have these ability to detect light all the way along the bottom. And I think it also gives us some insight into this symbiotic relationship with bacteria, because we are also big animals that have a very intimate relationship with lots of bugs, because 8 out of 10, in fact, of our internal major organs have some sort of bacteria living in them. They might not produce shining light. That might be quite fun if they did, but we do rely on them and they do keep us healthy. So understanding more about how different animals and species have lived together and evolved to live together is really quite important for understanding our own health, I think.
That's fascinating. And it's probably for the best that actually the bacteria inside us don't produce light, because then there's only sort of one route through which it could shine out.
Yes, indeed. Right. Food for thought, I think.